I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Building strong bones during childhood contributes to overall health, and it also sets the stage for preventing osteoporosis and fractures later in life. To talk about habits and routines that promote strong and healthy bones during childhood is Dr. James Mooney, Chief of Pediatric Orthopedic Surgery at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Mooney, what are some of the most important ways to promote healthy bones during childhood?
Certainly nutrition and general good diet is very, very important, but probably the most important detail is physical activity for your child. The more active the child, the more they are up and doing things, the better their general bone health is going to be.
And what is it about physical activity that actually helps the promotion of bone development?
A lot of it has to do with just the stress on the bone through the activities, the weight bearing with the running and being upright. All of these stimulate the bone to be as strong as it can be.
Interesting. So actually, the more active children are all the way from toddler years on up through the teen years, the more likely those bones are going to be strong?
In general, that's a good rule of thumb.
And what does that mean about children who are sedentary? Is the reverse true, that for kids that are sitting long periods of time, perhaps with videos or electronics, they're not doing themselves a favor in terms of healthy bone development?
They certainly are not. The more sedentary the child is, the more they depend on screen time for their activities. In general, their bone quality just doesn't seem to be as good.
Now, you mentioned nutrition as also a cornerstone for healthy bone development. What in particular? Are there certain nutrients, certain foods that bones particularly need?
The two most important things are sunlight to get the maximum amount of vitamin D developed and a good calcium intake. So dairy nutrients are very important.
And can those nutrients come from a good diet in general as opposed to daily vitamins?
As long as the kid has a good diet, that usually takes care of it. But if there's any question, daily supplement certainly is helpful as well.
Is there any research related to healthy bone development that you might mention for us?
Certainly in children, there is a growing amount of evidence that children who have a sedentary lifestyle and activity level may be more prone to fracture. There is some conflicting evidence about vitamin D levels in children who have fractures, whether it's necessarily higher in children who don't sustain fractures versus those who do. The vast majority of research in orthopedics at this point regarding bone health is primarily in the adult population at this time.
Is there anything specific to teenager bone development that we should mention?
Teenagers are essentially like adults as far as their bone development is concerned. And the better the bone quality in your teenager, the better their bone quality is going to be as an adult. And that's particularly true for women who will start losing bone mass as they reach their early 30s and 40s.
And what is the connection between healthy bones in childhood and the prevention of problems later in life, osteoporosis and tendency to have fractures?
It's somewhat of a simple way to look at it, but the better your bone is when you reach the end of your teenage years, the better your bone quality is going to be throughout your adult years.
Dr. Mooney, thank you so much for providing this information about promoting healthy bone development during childhood.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.